This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a couple hours more of hard work coming up, and I'll show you one of the weird drinks I drink, because, I mean, I like the taste of alcohol, but it's not good for you, obviously. So I kind of like the taste of a lime Topo Chico with B12 mixed with it, but also turmeric and Supermel Vitality. I just put squirts of that in my Topo Chico lime, and then I'm going to put in a little dose here of little brain pepper, because I've been up since 5 a.m. and I'm about to go work for 3 hours, 4 hours at least, really hard. So I put my Ultra 12 in there, and I put my Brain Force Ultra in there. But Brain Force Ultra has been sold out for about a week at InfoWarsStore.com, but I made a deal with the folks at 50%off.com so that we could buy more product each time, and then they would get a percentage of that product. And then when we would sold out of it, they would offer it at a lower price than we even sell it. And so you'll find a lot of items that are available at InfoWarsStore.com most of the time that when they sell out are available at 50% off at 50%off.com. It's the InfoWars products that are 50% off. The other ones are, some deals are good, some are great, some aren't that good because nobody can match Amazon. But great folks that run that, and we partnered with them, 50%off.com. And so when we're talking about Brain Force Ultra, clean, focused, quick acting, amazing, nootropic, not just a stimulant, it's 50% off. And so is DNA Force Plus, which is 40% off at InfoWars Store. So check it out, 50%off.com. We thank you all for your support. Okay, let me finish up with all the race baiting, and then I'm going to shoot a special report on Klaus Schwab and big three-hour symposium they had today that poor Rob Dew had to watch. It's quite upsetting for him. That's why sometimes I get a little mad on air, too. I was about to say, I can't watch these scum anymore. I want to. I watched 3 hours of this. Don't make me do this. Watching Klaus Schwab for 3 hours is bad. I mean, you're watching the guy literally killing you and your family. Literally shutting the whole world down. I mean, the top satanic general, way worse than Hitler or Stalin or Mao. I mean, you're literally looking at a mass murdering killer that set up the whole corporate takeover, the depopulation plan. He used to head up the Bilderberg Group, and it's just hellish to watch him. Oh, God, he will burn in hell, though. Don't worry. But getting back to these articles. So it's now official. The Justice Department was running through the National Association of School Districts. They told them to do that and call them terrorists. They wanted to introduce the idea that parents are terrorists. I mean, that is so bombshell. They didn't just agree with them and send FBI and helicopters and all that. They did it. That is so huge. I should have led the show with that. But I didn't. And then all over the country, they're actually collecting all the data on journalists, everybody else, saying everybody that doesn't like pedophilia or hardcore child porn in the schools is bad. That's the readout on MSNBC. I mean, just a group of scum. And then an idiot like that spoiled, rotten, big baby LeBron James who cries when he sprains his ankle. I mean, literally cries. Oh, there's footage of him crying when he hurt his ankle once. Mommy, but Rittenhouse, when he cried, he's bad. Stanford and UCal professors declare that conservatives who vote for black candidates are still racist. That's an article, the video on InfoWars.com. John Cleese went ahead and just canceled himself before they canceled him at a university. Left-winger Bill Ackerman says Kyle Rittenhouse is a patriot who acted in self-defense. Media assumes Twitter hacked his account. But now he's come out with a statement saying, no, he was a civic guy and he was trying to help people. So the worm's turning. LinkedIn censors interview with British cardiologist who criticized Pfizer vaccine data cover-up. Yep. And it just goes on from there. There's Rittenhouse's mom we had on. She's a darling. Kyle Rittenhouse's mother says her son, not a white supremacist, says she scolds Biden for defaming him. Yep. And it just goes on. Meanwhile, Biden calls a black baseball player the great Negro of our time. And then the media fact checkers tried to say he didn't say it, even though we can play the video. I'm sure Stu Peters probably will. But here it is. FCC nominee reputation as a hard leftist partisan alarms Republicans. She says, take Fox News off the air and InfoWars. Wow. Unbelievable. Coming up with Stu Peters, He's got the great Jim Levy and Hi-Rez with the number one song, Welcome to the Revolution. That's coming up. Stay with us. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of Alex Jones. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm going to be here today with your host, Stu Peters, who will be in very shortly. It's really great to be back with the crew and with Alex today. We've been doing a lot of work. As you know, the last week or so has just been devastating with the emergency use authorization against 5 to 11-year-old children. And there was so many things happening, breaking a lot of news. And we're going to cover some of it during this hour. But great to see Stu, and I'll let him take it over, and we're going to get into some really fun stuff. So, hey, Stu.
You know, the way that this live TV broadcast stuff works and the technical difficulties that we deal with. And, yeah, the story right now about this 5 to 11-year-old injection that we're going to get to in a minute, because Dr. Jane is going to be here with us to talk about an historic speech that was given over the weekend with revelations about 5 specific felonies that could end completely this emergency use authorization. But what we're dealing with is a Congress that does absolutely nothing, a uniparty Congress that you've talked about here on InfoWars, you've heard about here on InfoWars. I know Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones continuously talk about this, but we have a uniparty that doesn't want to do or pay attention to what should be the number one agenda item right now, which is fixing 2020. That is absolutely the number one agenda item. Now, whether you're a Trump fan or not, whether you're disenfranchised or losing maybe a little bit of respect for the fact that he's been out here as a vaccine salesman for the last year, knowing the damage that it causes. We know here the damage that it causes, unprecedented amount of death. I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough just an hour ago over at StuPeters.tv. I know Alex Jones had him on here last or earlier this week. This is the most dangerous rollout of any injection or any shot that we've ever seen. There's no threshold for the amount of death that these people will tolerate before shutting it down. And just for some context, 25 people died during the swine flu vaccine program rollout, and they shut it down completely. 25 people. Now, the CDC's own vaccine adverse events reporting system today is over 18,000 people dead. 18,000. In 9 months, more people have died than every previous vaccine rolled out combined. Ever in history. Dr. Peter McCullough, I don't know if he did it here on InfoWars or not, but on the program earlier today with me, he called for a complete vaccine halt. And the story this fall has been about these breakthrough infections. And before we get to Dr. Ruby, I think it's really important that we acknowledge a Freedom of Information Act request that came out. I'm sure you've heard about acknowledging natural immunity. It's a thing. Millions of people have it, but they're just completely making things up and saying it's better for a healthy young person or anybody to get one of these shots that we refer to as a bioweapon. This document that dropped last week from the Centers for Disease Control says that they have had zero, not one single case, not one known case where a person got COVID, recovered, got infected again, and proceeded to infect another person. Not one. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Not one. So the CDC and the Biden administration and CNN and MSNBC and your irritating left-wing neighbor have all been demanding that everyone acts as a human pincushion, an experimental rat for Tony Fauci, but not one person who has contracted COVID has passed it on to another after they have recovered. They deny the value of natural immunity when they don't have the slightest proof that they're right at all. And as a matter of fact, they're just absolutely completely wrong. But why should we be surprised? They've been lying from the very beginning. COVID was nothing, remember? It was racist to even worry about it. De Blasio ordered New Yorkers to go hug a Chinese person during the Chinese New Year. And if they wouldn't do it, they were racists. Masks were useless, too. They didn't work. Thinking the virus might have come from a Chinese lab was racist. But then it all changed. And, of course, we had to lock down. We had to keep children out of school, even though that they were immune from the disease altogether. You had to stay inside of your home unless you were protesting for racial injustice, in which case not staying at home was essential. And now we have this deadly shot that nobody will acknowledge. I have yet to see one reporter in the White House press room ask this Jen Psaki, who, by the way, tested positive for COVID, despite she's had, like, I don't know, 35 or 40 injections now. Not one person has asked, why are there 18,000 people dead and nobody's saying anything about it? So you know that this is an information war, obviously. So we're going to get down to business with Dr. Jane Ruby, because over the weekend, an historic speech was given by Dr. David Martin, and Dr. Ruby joins us now. So, Dr. Ruby, David Martin laid out specific felonies, and our do-nothing Congress can act right now to stop the emergency use authorization and to halt this vaccine thing altogether, do what Peter McCullough says, and just end the whole thing. What do you have?
Well, first of all, let me just emphasize so people really understand. 5 to 11-year-olds right now are being mass murdered. It's really that simple. I know it sounds hyperbolic, but too bad. It's really what's happening. And in fact, over the weekend, over 1 million 5-year-olds were injected by CVS alone. And also there were over 125 reported errors, because these places got this new vial for children. Who knows what's in it, Stu? Who knows how much of anything is in there? But the reports came in that some of them got a higher dose, they got more of an adult dose, it wasn't reconstituted properly, and others didn't get enough. And instead of shutting it down and shutting those sites down, they're actually telling them to go ahead with the second dose in 3 weeks. I mean, this insanity. Okay, so let's get back to what Dr. David Martin has been exposing. This is going to be huge, and you can help make it huge, because what he's done here is put together the connections and the evidence that this is a criminal conspiracy to commit an act of terror on the people of the United States and obviously of the world as well. Here's the basic premise. Let's start with that, okay? That if you can pierce the veil of legal immunity, all the emergency use authorizations go away. And the PrEP Act is, as you all know, is what gives these pharmaceutical companies complete immunity from any legal liability, except, and it's something I've been saying, I said it on Alex's show, I've said it on a number of shows, premeditated murder is never protected, okay? There's no statute of limitations on it. You don't get legal liability protection from it. And so that's where we're going with this. The PrEP Act gave them that shield. But if you can show that there's been even one felony conviction, and he shows us five of them, you would see the veil pierced of immunity, and you would also see these emergency use authorizations stop. That stops everything.
Into exactly what these five, we're gonna get into the five felonies. But before we do, because I want you to be able to take your time. You said that this sounds hyperbolic, and it does. Is it also hyperbolic to say that the Congress is going to do something, that these, or U.S. Senate is going to do something? I mean, Rand Paul does a lot of grandstanding, a lot of fundraising, donate here buttons, and all of this kind of nonsense. viral videos all over the place of his scathing rant, and we've got a lot of mean letters, strongly worded letters and mean tweets that are getting sent around all over the place. He's a criminal. He's committed the five felonies that we're going to get into. Do you think that there's an actual mechanism that we will get to today on this program where people can actually spur action that's going to end this? People are tired of this. We're looking at a transhuman event, an extinction event, all of these things. Are we going to be able to affect change? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. Here's the pathway. Sure. Here's the pathway forward. And I think it's brilliant. Dr. Martin suggested that each of you, as many as possible in your respective states, send by certified mail the PowerPoint that he went through. It's only about 13 slides. Not a big deal. Print it out. Send it by certified mail to your state's attorney general, okay? And by doing so, you're making them aware of it. Stu, if they don't act on it by either starting an investigation.
Yeah, we're going to see this presentation here. We've got about 5 seconds, and we're going to come back and go through all of these felonies and this PowerPoint and exactly what you can do.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
So just a little public service announcement here. The so-called free speech alternative to YouTube, Rumble, is down. Right now they're not a free speech alternative, by the way. They censor the hell out of me over there. And that's a fact. They can argue that all they want. So the people that are exempt from the poison, the CDC, the FDA, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, politicians, and their staff, along with the United States Postal Service, but your 5 to 11-year-old kids are more than likely going to have to take it. If they don't, they won't be allowed in school. You'll lose custody of them. The CPS people will show up at your house to investigate that, but they won't show up to investigate things like Allie Carter, who, by the way, was trafficked and claims to have been raped by Barack Obama and by Joe Biden. That riveting interview happened at StuPeters.tv, and you can go find that there as well. Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us right now. Five specific felonies that we're going to discuss that have been committed by Tony Fauci that can end this emergency use authorization, and action that you can take as exposed by Dr. David Martin in an historic speech over the weekend. All right, specifics. Let's go.
Sure. First of all, everybody's got to stop calling this thing a vaccine. I'm going to call everybody out when they do that, because it is not a vaccine. It does not confer protection. It is a bioweapon. There is no SARS-CoV-2 virus. This was a bioweapon that was paid for by Anthony Fauci in 1999. This is all laid out in Dr. Martin's speech. Look, the other thing is there's no COVID-19. There's an influenza-like virus, and it's the first illness in the United States history that is without diagnostics, okay? It's diagnosed by committee and by symptoms. And lastly, the other lie is that there is no such thing as an asymptomatic carrier. It doesn't exist. We have to stop using the criminal's language. So here's the deal. In 2002, UNC Chapel Hill was awarded a patent by NIAID for a recombinant coronavirus, and this is their words, infectious replication defective clone of a coronavirus. This is in spite of the fact that there was a moratorium in the United States on gain-of-function research. But Anthony Fauci gave UNC a break and said they could go ahead and do this. Here's the other piece, Stu. In 2015, and this is what I've got a picture that I've provided to the producers. This is it's titled "The Mandatory Injection Was Planned." And it's really a statement, which is really admission of the criminal conspiracy. It's by Peter Daszak. And he basically says here, until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and an emergency threshold, it's going to be basically ignored. And so he says, we need the funding. And here are the key phrases. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage. So this is the admission, the beginning of the admission. They also published it. The National Academy of the Sciences published it on page 73. You can read it there yourself. These are the admissions of the violations of United States codes. There are actually six felonies. I want to share with you also in the second picture, is actually something very interesting that nobody else is talking about. This is the executive order. Now watch this, that President Trump signed on September 19th, 2019. The day before that, here's the point. The World Health Organization had a meeting where they announced that a global simulation releasing a respiratory pathogen and disease would be released in the United States and affect the public from September 2019 to September 2020. This was also a part of, you know who else was part of this? The Gates Foundation, the NIH. There's your collusion. There's your criminal conspiracy, right? So here's the deal. President Trump signed this executive order. But after an executive order like that is signed, there's an obligation to then go before Congress on the part of Fauci, which he did on December 4th. And that's what you see here in red, Okay, and I want to read this to you. This is critically important. This was not in the EO, but this is essentially what Fauci explained to Congress 2 months later. Here it goes. These platform technologies that President Trump just signed into order includes DNA, messenger RNA, virus-like S particles, that's your spike protein, which we know is a pathogenic bioweapon, vector-based, that's your AstraZeneca and your J&J, and listen to this, self-assembling nanoparticle vaccines. Gee, where have we heard that before? Maybe hundreds of doctors who've looked at these vials under the microscope that some people are trying to disparage and discredit. They've actually seen it with their own eyes. Here it is verified in as part of what Fauci explained was going to be covered under President Trump's executive order. So here's the deal, Stu. President Trump was tricked into mandating the release of the Fauci bioweapon, this toxin, to be released on the American public, okay? And that's what leads us to these crimes. When you look at the crimes on the COVID treasonous acts that Dr. Martin has laid out, this is absolutely insane. The first one is funding and conspiring acts of terror. The American people need to understand that since he took his position in the NIH, Fauci has had $191 billion of your money to fund this act of terror on the American people. The next one is acts of domestic terrorism resulting in the deaths of American citizens. Well, I don't know about you, but we've got at least VAERS at 20,000 now, Americans dead from these injections, and it's probably closer to something like anywhere from 200,000 Americans to 2 million if you look at the less than 1% of all vaccine-related events which are supposedly reported according to the Harvard Pilgrim study in 2010. Then we look at lying to Congress.
I'm just going to say this again, and I know that USA Today and Newsweek want to come after me for saying that I'm calling for Tony Fauci's execution, but I'm just going to say this. We hanged Saddam Hussein for less, period. Crimes against humanity is what's happening here. We're talking about upwards of 2 million people possibly dead, and that's reported to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System and applied to the Harvard study that says that less than 1% of vaccine injuries are reported there. I'm sorry. I had to say that. I mean, we hanged Saddam Hussein for less.
I do want to get in that Fauci has lied to Congress 3 times, Stu. That is a felony. That is a felony. And the reason Dr. Martin comes down and Rand Paul, and I know we just have another minute here before we go to the next segment, is that Martin himself has sent by certified, post to Senator Paul 3 times this evidence, this information. And what he's frustrated with is that Senator Paul is using it for fundraising, which is essentially monetizing an act of terror. And he wants him to pay attention to this. And Fauci also lied to Congress, too, when he submitted what was required, his NIH paperwork, where he failed to disclose all 4,000 patents that, by the way, you, the American public, paid for with your tax dollars that were part of the NIH making money for everybody over there. And we'll go through the other two or three of the other felonies. This is a felony criminal conspiracy to commit mass murder on the people of the United States. I don't know how much more clearly we can say it. And the proof is in the words of the criminals as well as in the paperwork of the criminals.
You have people, so-called elected representatives, standing in front of you saying there's nothing more that I can do to fix 2020, but we're going to fix 2020. President Biden is a fraudulent and fake president, but let's impeach him. You can't have one and have the other. But either way, whether it's you that believes this or you that believes this, I've got a big donate here button, and all of you can contribute to that. The same exact thing is going on with this dog and pony show with Anthony Fauci before everybody. These crimes are right out there in the wide open for everybody to see. My question is, where's the military? If the Congress people aren't going to do it, where's the military?
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody coming over and checking it out. We do our best to make sure that you're armed with the best information that you can as we battle a decades-long psychological propaganda mission and operation that has lulled people to sleep. Did you guys see, speaking of which, Gavin Newsom, the governor there of California, the tyrant that he wants to put needles in the arms of everything living and breathing, including young infants there. He appeared a little bit pale today. I'm just watching this press conference. He looked a little tired, seemed a little defensive and nervous in that bizarre comeback press conference. And I'm sure in other headlines you saw the 52-year-old prominent New Brunswick cardiologist who shamed the unvaxxed, said he wanted to punch anti-vaxxers in the face, and he died suddenly after his COVID booster shot. They're coming at your kids with these things, these bioweapons. They are not vaccines. Dr. Jane Ruby is with us right now and said she's going to mock anybody who does call them vaccines or at least correct them. We're talking here more about these five felonies. Where is the military, Dr. Jane Ruby? Where are the lawmakers on this? When are people going to start taking action? And if the people in our government are not going to do it, how can we?
Well, there's one way you can. You can send this report, this PowerPoint by Dr. David Martin, to every state attorney general in the United States. And if they don't do something with it, Stu, technically they are complicit in a criminal conspiracy. Now, I wanted to finish. These crimes are important. These felonies are important. But really quick, the issue about vaccines, I'm getting increasingly frustrated and suspicious of any frontline doctors who call these things vaccines. Do not use the words that are keeping people complacent and encouraging them to go keep going and getting in line and getting these. So I'm really getting frustrated with it. So stop it. Okay, so on to the one of our conspiring to criminal commercial activity. I don't know if people understand this or not, but there's been a lot of market manipulation and allocation going on here. Moderna was originally funded 22 years ago under some kind of a company called Darwinian Associates, right? Sound familiar and scary? Yeah. And so what happened is now all of a sudden they're making money and they've got this vaccine that was handed to them by Fauci and UNC. And here their chief medical officer has been going around bragging and touting that they are going to reset the operating system of life. This is a bioweapon, an mRNA bioweapon that writes into the DNA of life, he said. And there's documentation that says this is for an extinction event of life. And I want to just add one other thing, Stu. I'm holding in my hand Fauci's December 4th, 2019 testimony to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, where he says what I read before, but I want to highlight self-assembling nanoparticles. I thought that was a conspiracy tinfoil hat. Fauci himself is clarifying the EO that was shoved under President Trump's nose back in September of 2019. So I think it's really important to know that it's not only Fauci, by the way. When you go to see this presentation by Dr. Martin, you're going to see names of some people like Bill Gates and Fauci that you would expect that you know. But there's a group of people, maybe 30, 40 people who you've never heard of that are part of this criminal conspiracy and the money and the patents and the movement and the interlocking directorates are all there for the proof. So if you all would start by sending this to your state attorney general in a certified package, you are making them aware of a criminal conspiracy and felonies committed against the people of the United States in an act of mass terror. It's as simple as that. That's why I'm urging you, don't call it a vaccine. If you called it a bioweapon, which is what it is, it has been designed as a bioweapon against you, I think your people might be inclined to get in line and drag their five-year-old to get this shot. Five-year-olds are dying. Like I said, over 1 million were shot up over the weekend. There are plenty of mistakes going around. You're going to start to see children get seriously ill. Why? Because their immune systems are much more robust. They will react more violently and more quickly than adults. And you've seen the rates of things, for example, like sudden cardiac events, myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, death. Sudden cardiac death in the 12 to 17-year-olds, those numbers were higher than the group above that, age group above that. And likewise, you're going to see an exponentially higher number of those deaths and injuries in the 5 to 11-year-olds. This has got to be stopped. These children, their DNA is going to be changed forever with something that's never been experimented with before, with macaque monkey cell lines, with aborted fetal cell lines, all put together, Stu, don't forget, with a computer simulation, okay, that created a replica of a protein strand. And by the way, the University of Chapel Hill and the NIH uploaded the sequence for this illness, okay? That is enabling the development of a bioweapon, plain and simple. So there's a lot of criminal responsibility, and this is how we can get the ball rolling. So I'm just hoping that people will follow through. I know a lot of people on social media have written to me so far, and they've done it. And the more you I don't care if it's duplicated, the more you can send, and maybe share this information with parents who are on the fence, because I can tell you right now, the study that Pfizer is doing in an ongoing way, very dangerous, has 6-month-old babies up to 11 years old. They released the 5 to 11, got their authorization from the collapsed agency, FDA, that no longer exists. They are planning, before the end of this year, by the time you sit down for your Christmas dinner, they are planning to have submitted to the FDA the 2 to 4 year old data. And you know what follows from there? 6 months to 2 years old.
Yeah, and they're going to start injecting, you know, pregnant mothers. They're going to start trying to give this thing in vitro. I mean, they want to water their houseplants with these so-called vaccines. These people are absolutely sick. This is a cult. This is a religion. This is no longer about health and safety. But you're right. There are a lot of parents, Dr. Ruby, that are on the fence about whether or not to give this. But you can't blame a lot of them. We refer to these people as sheep so oftentimes. We come on here or we, you know, oh, I'm guilty of it. I am guilty of saying, oh, that they're just a sheep, they're asleep. But these people are victims. They're freaking victims of a system that has been designed to lull them to sleep. They trust Fox News Channel. They trust Newsmax. They trust all these other agencies that are out and out lying to them. And that's why it sounds hyperbolic when we come here and we say, oh, look at aborted fetal parts. Oh, monkey this and bioweapon that. This is killing people. But all you have to do is look to the data. All you have to do is look and just objectively think to yourself, why is it that more than double the amount of people have died from this one shot in 9 months than every single other vaccine rolled out combined in the history of the world? That is really all that anybody has to know. And I don't understand why nobody can get that. Your neighbors, that your kids, school teachers, it's really frustrating sitting here and listening to you say all of these things and then encourage people to package it all up and send it certified mail. But the feeling is similar to that amongst the base. Everybody I talk to is really frustrated. Seemingly nothing is going to ever get done is the thing here. But that's just inherently false. We are the majority and we can take control of the situation. We are the government.
Yeah, let me just take another minute. I know we're very short, but it's a cult of money. And I want to give you an example of another expose that has come out. Justin Trudeau directly stands to gain currently from every shot that is given. Why? Because he has a financial interest in the patenting of the lipid nanoparticle that delivers your mRNA technology. It was developed at the University of British Columbia. And he has ordered, according to records, 10 times more of these vials, injections, than Canadian citizens, okay? And so this is what it is, Stu. It's a cult of money. It's a criminal conspiracy to wipe the world of the economy and enslave human beings. And it's really coming out more and more. So thank you for allowing us to get this out.
Yeah, of course. And some of the people who are out here, governors specifically, that want to rile up their base and make it look as if they're doing something by banning, you know, vaccine passports, are not telling you the whole story, because there are private sector companies that are coming out here with technology that absolutely 100% tracks whether or not you've had these shots, and they're using it in commerce to restrict you from buying things already. If this is not the precursor to the mark, I don't know what else is going to wake you up. Dr. Jane Ruby, thanks so much for being
here. Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The things that nobody really wants to talk about are the most important things that we absolutely have to talk about. And I'm telling you that just from a personal perspective, yesterday on Veterans Day kind of rocked me a little bit, because yesterday on the show was a whole lot different than any other day. Normally, there's a layout of things that we're going to do. Normally, there's a list of guests that we're going to talk to, and things that are in the news, or most importantly, things that are not in the news, things that are not being covered that we feel like it's really important for people to know. And I'm an imperfect follower of Jesus. That's who I am. And I speak that loudly, and I'm not ashamed to say that I accept Jesus as my savior. I'm a God-fearing, Jesus-loving patriot who loves this country. And up until just a year ago, I was a bounty hunter. Prior to that, I was a rapper. We all go through things in our lives that bring us to a position, a pinnacle point in our lives, where we're forced ultimately to make a decision and decide what path it is that we're going to go down. I've been hit by this Will Sommer guy over at the Daily Beast talking about what was a blown out of proportion pillow fight with my wife where she called the cops. I haven't ever hidden anything about myself. I'm an open book. And yesterday on the program, we were discussing Veterans Day, and I was talking about my dad, who was the first superhero that I ever met. And if you are fortunate enough to have grown up in a home with your father, which I believe is one of the biggest problems today, is that we have fatherless homes. And there's not a damn elected representative or politician alive in a democratically controlled major metropolitan area in this country that wants to admit that the problem is fatherless homes. But if you were fortunate enough to grow up with your father, then you know what I'm talking about when you discuss the influence that your dad might have had in your life. And then you grow up, and as you grow up, you start to realize that when you were younger, you know, mom and dad were really stupid. They didn't know anything. You knew everything. The older you get, it's like, oh, wow, they actually knew about that. And then when you leave home, it's, wow, mom and dad were brilliant. And then you get into your adult life and you feel like you have wasted all that time growing up where you could have appreciated them. And now you're looking at the canyons and their face, realizing that they're older and that they're not going to be around forever. And it's so ironic to me that, you know, everything that I do on a daily basis and the things that Alex Jones does, or, you know, Jane Ruby, and some of these people that have just been, there's a lot of us, but the people who have been out here really, really fighting this and being attacked at every angle, you start to realize that it's ironic that the people that are closest to you, the people that should support you, or at least just listen to you, are the people who just don't. It's really hard to explain this, I guess. I found out yesterday that my dad, my own dad, with everything that I do, went out and took these shots. And then yesterday got his booster shot. And so things can seem really hopeless at times. And I think that we get so wrapped up in the technical parts of what might be in these shots, or arguments about mask debates and vaccine passports and buzzwords in the media and in the news, that we lose track of the fact that God is working through us and Jesus is the only way for us. And so just from a Stu Peters to you, friends, perspective, from not even a broadcasting thing, just from me to you, from personally, from brother to brother, brother to sister, please just get right with Jesus. One guy that has done that recently is Jimmy Levy. Now, Jimmy Levy had a song that was number one on iTunes, and it was called This Is War. And now he came back with High Res. And now Welcome to the Revolution is topping the charts. Another banger, as it says right there. The video is available on YouTube. You can go watch it. And for a buck, you can go to iTunes and buy this thing. And I'm to support this guy. Jimmy Levy is joining us right now. You understand, brother, the testimony that I'm kind of talking about. You understand, like, coming from one perspective and living in a certain place to coming full circle and realizing that the only way is through Jesus. And the truth, and the gospel is the truth. And whether the truth is comfortable or uncomfortable or painful or hard to deal with or not, and whether the truth actually separates and divides. You know, people tell me, Stu, you're being a divider recently. Why are you attacking Vernon Jones, a Republican? Well, because he's apparently a serial rapist. That's why. And I don't like that. So the truth oftentimes is divisive. And Jesus really did divide. And it separates the wheat from the chaff, as they say. And you have to be really strong to be in this game. And now you're not on the rap charts. You're in the pop charts. And I don't think these globalists are going to like that too much. Where are we at with your record today?
Right now we're at number 5 on the pop charts. So it's crazy. It's different from rap. There's a lot of rappers this year that have taken over, which I'm very grateful also. With, like, the Let's Go Brandon movement, which was really cool to see, like, every different rapper take over the charts with that, many that I know. But this is the pop charts. This is, like, the biggest artists in the world, and this is people that are being pushed by big labels and machines. So to even be in the top 5 right now is unreal and unheard of. It's amazing.
Jimmy, last night I was watching you on an Instagram Live. And this was at, like, midnight last night, and you were number 14 on the charts. Just overnight, you're now at number 5 in the pop charts. And you're right. We're talking about the biggest artists in the world. To what do you owe, and to how do you explain that propulsion?
that's just God. That's God on our side. Like, that's the people fighting. It shows what the people want to hear. It's penetrating the big machines that are probably blinding a lot of freedom music and a lot of genuine music with real, genuine lyrics that can actually help and heal the world. And they're flooding it with, you know, just music that will distract people from what's really going on right now. So, you know, it's God breaking those barriers.
We're watching it happen everywhere. I mean, in the medical profession, in our government, with artists. There aren't a lot of artists that have done it. I mean, maybe Nicki Minaj for a couple of days. And then you see some NBA stars that are doing it. You see some athletes, some pro athletes that are sticking up for medical freedom, for example, which I believe all of it is a big distraction away from the big picture here, which is that we are in a war, which is what your first or most recent single was. This is a war, and you were right about that. And so what is Welcome to the Revolution all about? What inspired this record and your collaboration with Hi-Rez?
So, the way I look at it is going to all these rallies, you know, I realize like I'm in a movie right now, but it's real life. You know, there's thousands of people standing around me all fighting for the same thing. And we're revolting and we're standing against this big tyrannical system, this satanic system that has taken over humanity right now. And I wanted a song like, although I love This Is a War and it gets right to the point, I wanted a song that I could hear, like, everybody singing all at once, and it's like we're all standing there saying exactly what it is. So, like, people, like, wrote to me, like, what war? What war are you talking about? And, you know, this one just gets to the point. It tells you what's going on, and it tells you what we're not going to do. You know, some people are so far brainwashed that when you say this is a war, like, they still don't understand that we're in a spiritual war. They don't understand what we've been in. They're in a whole different reality because they've been accepting an illusion of a reality that they've been presented their entire life. So Welcome to the Revolution, I was thinking like how I used to be back in my secular time, going to the club, amping myself up, drinking and listening to a certain type of sound to get me hyped up for like the club or wherever I was going. Now it's, you know, a sound while I'm sober to get me amped up, to remind me of what we're all standing together for, to fight against this system.
Man, that hits so close to home because I am right there with you. The platform that I have was elevated completely after I made the commitment to be of clear mind. God took the taste of alcohol right from my mouth almost a year ago now, and I'm so thankful that he did. Not that I have anything against people who drink. It's just not for me, and God doesn't want that for me right now. Welcome to the top five in the pop charts. Go right now to iTunes and buy the song Welcome to the Revolution, Jimmy Levy and Hi-Rez. This thing is incredible and it's going to shake the world. Congratulations on all of your success. We'll see you here next Friday on InfoWars. My name is Stu.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.